This is the local music revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Local Music Revolution. I am your host, Ogre. I am coming down with some kind of cold or respiratory infection. Please excuse the voice. I can't really take out sick, even with all the audio production, so please bear with me. I also have 4 hours of sleep on me, so let's just jump right into this. It is the Christmas special. 'Tis the season to ask many a question and get many a response from the great participants and guests of the Local Music Revolution. So, it's going to be short and sweet. You all know stringjoy.com. There's still a little bit of time before Christmas. Actually, this is Christmas Eve, so you might not get your purchase by Christmas. But hey, you can try. Stringjoy.com. They sell custom string sets, tension-based string sets. They also work with custom cables, instrument cables. You can customize the length and the connector that you want, which that 90-degree angle does sound really good to have in my studio right about now. It's stringjoy.com. All you have to do is go pick out what you want, put that stuff in that cart, and go to checkout. When you are done, enter the promo code LOCAL, that's L-O-C-A-L, and you will get a discount for being one of the wonderful listeners of the Local Music Revolution. You can also go tell my sponsor, Stringjoy, that you heard of them from here, the Local Music Revolution. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/Stringjoy, and you can go and tell them how great they are. You can also find them on Instagram and Twitter. I believe it's at Stringjoy or at Stringjoy Staff. They did a little bit of change there, and I'm not completely up to date on that URL. It's one of those. As for me and the podcast, you can find us, you know, like the page, comment, you know, participate in any discussion we're having. Facebook.com/TheLocalMusicRevolution. On Instagram at The Local Music Revolution and on Twitter at TLMR Podcast. There's also the wonderful, easy to use WordPress because that's how I run this joint with ease. Just go to thelocalmusicrevolution.wordpress.com. You will see all the stuff that I'm doing there. There's a top 10 list for 2015. You don't like it? Hey, tell me what yours are. I would really like to know what releases got to you. Also, there are the random starts, just a little game I like to play every morning, Friday morning and Monday morning. End your week off with music and start your week with music. That's how I do it. Also, in the new year, there's actually going to be a couple more little things that I do because I really like making content, even if it's cheesy and weird. I just really enjoy it. So that will be in the new year, starting the first week of the year. However, the main attraction is the audio. You can find the podcast on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on YouTube. YouTube, as always, is still being updated. Please bear with me. All you have to do is go into the search engine of each of those applications and search for The Local Music Revolution. The Local Music Revolution will pop up. You can subscribe, add, comment, rate, and generally tell me what you're doing. So, that's a good thing. All right. I've got that out of the way. Did all the things I need to do. Now, here it is. This is a Christmas special. As always, I ask two questions to the guests and to other participants on social media. I did this a while ago. I have a few at the end of the podcast. Those questions are, what is the best musical gift you have received? And what is your favorite Christmas song? So, without any further ado, This is the answers of the Local Music Revolution guests and audience. All right, Giovanni, you're back. It's Christmas time. You know the drill. It's all about two questions that I'm going to ask you. So, first question is, what is the best musical gift that you've gotten?
Hold on one second. I believe the best Christmas gift that I've gotten musically has been the TV Void that I got for the Christmas. Even though I really don't use it now, it's been one of my more favorite guitars that I've gotten ever. And yeah, I just really like that guitar.
That's awesome.
I rarely play it still.
Last year I got a Dean ML for Christmas, and that was just fantastic. So I completely understand. Those are great gifts for musicians. All right, and now the second question. What is your favorite Christmas song?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and song. That one's a pretty good one. I enjoy listening to that one.
Nice, man.
Christmas time and everything.
Nice, man. That's awesome. I actually haven't picked one yet. I haven't figured that out yet. So hopefully by the time this airs, I'll have it. But yeah. Thank you again, brother. I can't thank you enough for doing this. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, Jerry Smith, it's Christmas time. You know the deal. It's two questions for the special. So, first question is, best musical gift you've ever received?
Jesus Christ, this kind of questions. this is hard. Twisted by Design by Strung Out.
Really?
That's the best musical gift ever, because anyone that knows me, any of my friends knows that, like, that's one of my favorite bands of all time. It was like a double gift. It was that, Strung Out, and I think The Best Of by 18 Visions, which was right before they started getting really poppy, when they were still like a really brutal hardcore band.
Oh, nice.
And those two records are like really big to me.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And so now the second question is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Christmas song. Probably Happy Holidays, You Bastard by Blink-182.
Nice, man, nice.
You know, that just kind of sums up. I think that just kind of sums up my attitude when that song came out.
That is awesome, man. All right. Again, thank you so much for calling in, man. I will talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, Matt Macedo, you're here again. It's Christmas time.
Ho, ho, ho. Yep.
Oh, jolly big fella.
Yes.
All right, man. All right, so you know the deal. for the specials. Two questions I'm asking you. The first question is, what is the best musical gift you've ever received?
Oh, no. I have to be honest.
Yes, please be honest.
Okay. When I was younger, before this woman shaved her head, I had a huge crush on Britney Spears. Okay. Mind you, this was before all that. Okay.
Okay.
Before that, I would tell my mom I wanted to marry her.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to marry Britney Spears when I grew up, like, period. She got me a Britney Spears CD. Okay. Now, mind you, this was like when I was, I don't know, like 18? No. this was a long time ago, but it was around the same time that music started going digital.
Oh,
and
nice.
So it was a CD. That was the last CD I ever got.
Really?
I remember because, yes. And I remember because it was, what was that? I got it on Christmas, though. Oh, ironic. But I got it on Christmas. But I didn't even like it. It wasn't good. I started noticing at that young of an age, like, really, I started because, okay, mind you, this was back in the day when MTV actually had music videos on the show.
Yeah.
I remember they would just replay the one song, just one song on the show, and that was the only good song, you know? I mean, Brittany, I love you, Brittany, you know? she's listening, but it was just one song that I liked, and that was it. And I think that's obviously the media only liked that one song too. but yeah, that was it. And then it wasn't my next Christmas. It was actually like maybe three Christmases later because I just got like it was the first Xbox. I had the first Xbox, and I just kept getting games for Christmas and clothes and, you know, socks and stuff. It was later on that I got an iPod.
Oh,
iPod Touch. And so if that counts as a musical gift to you.
That does. So, that's a great musical gift.
Yeah.
I had to buy my own.
So, I mean, that was great. So, yeah. The most memorable one, Britney Spears album. And best one to date, I don't know. But either way, I have an iPhone now. It's all good. Got all the music I need.
All right, man. So, sorry. Next question is your favorite Christmas song.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum, Little Drummer Boy.
A man after my own heart. How'd you know I was a drummer?
I know. That's funny.
I know. It's amazing. That is why we can have nice things.
I don't think I can't say. Well, it's. I can't. I don't think I can say it's my favorite or the best one, but it's the most memorable one for me. It's the one. As soon as you asked that question, that's the first one that popped into my head.
And that's why it's a good song.
Yeah, because where I work, literally, it's playing like every other 20 minutes. It's just on and on and on and on and on.
Oh, I'm so sorry for that. I truly am.
Yeah, it's okay.
For drummers everywhere, I'm truly sorry.
It's bad, and I mean, I don't mean to ruin the holidays and talk down about it or anything, but I mean, there needs to be better music for it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where you guys come in, these listeners. That's where they come in. They got to create some Christmas music.
Yeah, they got to do something. We can't have another Elvis.
Save Christmas. Hey, that's a movie idea. Save Christmas.
Make another album.
Yeah, I know.
You are awesome, man. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Talking to you
and
soon.
I hope you got everything you wanted for Christmas.
Oh, I did. You called in, talked to me. That's all I wanted.
Oh, stop it. You really stop.
All right, brother. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
It is Christmas time. We are here back with Scott and Will from Psychedelica. There's two questions. You guys know the deal. Just answer them the best of your ability. Here's the first question. What is the best musical gift you have received?
For me, that's an easy question. You know, it wasn't necessarily my first guitar, but my first real guitar. My mother gave me a Gibson SG when I was maybe 13 years old, and
That is awesome. Scott, what is the best musical gift you've received?
I've received my singing voice from years of singing rock and roll. And I've received that from God.
That is awesome, man. That is so awesome. As always, it is Grace talking to you guys. I really, really can't wait to hear what you guys come up with next. Thank you very much, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. You too.
That's good. All right, and that brings me to the second question. What is your favorite Christmas song?
Well, you know, there's a lot of Christmas songs, so it's hard to say, but I hate to sound pretentious and use our own song, but we got a song called Snowy Mountain, which is somewhat of a Christmas tune, and that's probably my favorite Christmas song. I don't know. What do you think, Scott?
Awesome.
I'm going to have to go with Willie on that. Unfortunately, I mean, as much as I love Christmas songs and Christmas in general, we wrote a song called Snowy Mountain, and it's more than just Christmas. You know, it's just wintertime and snow in general and having fun, and it's just great.
That is awesome.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
That is awesome, guys. I can't tell you enough. You guys wrote a Christmas song. That is wonderful. All right, I'm going to stop recording now. And we're here with Tyler from O'Donovan. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing awesome. It is Christmas time now, and you know the deal. I've got two questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, what is the best musical gift that you have received?
About 4 years ago, I got my first Taylor acoustic guitar.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted it for so long. I played a bunch of different guitars, and Taylor just really did it for me, and I was super stoked to receive that gift.
Oh, well, congratulations on receiving it, man. That is amazing to hear. My second question now is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song is White Christmas, just because I love Crosby's voice. You know, when he does it, he just goes so deep, and it's just so soothing. I've never seen White Christmas, but the way he describes it, I really would like to someday.
Bing Crosby is a beast. His vocals are just incredible, man.
Yeah.
That is a great response. Thank you so much for calling in again. I will talk to you soon, man.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
And it's Christmas time, it's Christmas season, Christmas is in the air. I am here with Josh from Zion and Ruins. How are you doing, man?
Pretty good, man, pretty good. I can't wait for Christmas to start. How are you?
I am awesome. I love this time of year. I love winter. I hate the summer. The summer sucks, man.
Me, I love winter. It sucks, you know, during the summer.
I just really wish it would rain more during the winter, because California needs rain, damn it.
I know, seriously. Or even give us some snow. That's too much to ask, but, you know.
Yeah, that's way too much to ask 15 years ago. What's wrong with this weather?
I know.
So you know the deal. You've done this before. I got two questions for you. Are you ready?
Fire away, bro.
All right, man. So first question is, what is the the best musical gift that you have received?
Best musical gift I ever received. I actually have a, I think I might have talked about this before, but I can't remember. I have a little blue acoustic guitar. I got it from my grandpa. It was literally the first guitar or any musical instrument I had ever received, ever. So, nice. You know, he gave that to me, and I've had it ever since, and I won't get rid of it. So, you know, that was the first one, and I really like it. I've featured in a couple songs, but not too many.
That is awesome, man. And speaking of songs, that brings me to the next question, which is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Favorite Christmas song is actually by one of mine, actually. I like all of them, but, you know, I a while ago, a couple Christmases ago, I took, I think it was like Jingle Bells or something, and Silent Night and Jingle Bells, and I mixed them together. You know, I learned all the parts on guitar, and then I just kind of made my own little, you know, metal version of it, and it came out pretty cool. I liked it a lot.
Nice, man. That is incredible. In case we get this, this is metal Jingle Bells. All right, man. That is awesome. Thank you so much for calling back. I appreciate it. I will talk to you soon, man.
Talk to you soon, bro.
All right, it is Christmas time. Tis the season to ask many more questions. So, I am here with Sid. I'm sorry. I am here with Chris and Larry. How are you guys doing?
Oh,
we're doing good.
Merry
Christmas,
everyone. Merry Christmas, everybody.
It is so cold here in California at this time.
It feels like it just has that feel in California, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That thing says Christmas, then December in Fresno.
Right.
I tell you.
All right, guys, you know the deal. There's two questions I got to ask you. So, are you guys ready?
I'm down.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so, best Christmas gift you have received. I'm sorry, best musical gift you have received.
Larry? You want to do that one?
Okay. It's a tie. It's a tie, and I need to make an honorable mention, so I'll make this quick.
Okay.
When I graduated from high school, our family didn't have a whole lot, and my parents scraped everything they had together, and they bought me a CB-700 drum set.
Oh, nice.
And that was the most amazing thing that they could have given me, and that's when I really started playing. Of course, I started playing bars at the age of 18. I don't think they were quite expecting that, but I did appreciate it. And the second one, which is equal, is recently my wife bought me a gong.
Oh, yes.
And
gong.
Holy mackerel. I didn't see that one coming. You even have to play it. You just look at it. It's cool.
We love the gong.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I need a spotlight. That's the only thing that's missing. And the honorable mention is, I may have mentioned this earlier, but we gave our bass player, Sid, the band came together, and he's a huge... Texas Longhorn fan. Excuse me. So we gave him a Texas Longhorn bass. And
nice.
Painted the same way. His brother gave him a case that's matching. That was even above what I got. Being on the receiving end of that, I mean, that was very, very cool.
That is awesome, man. So, Chris, what is the best musical gift you have received?
Oh, to myself, like that I bought for myself, or actually somebody gave me?
Either way, man. I mean...
No. You know what? The first... I think the musical gift that I got was my very, very first guitar, I think, and that was probably like 5 or 7. I got a little small Harmony acoustic guitar.
Nice.
And that was... I think that started the whole mess that... I'm on now. Musical equipment.
So that's it.
All right, guys. So the next question is,
What is your favorite Christmas song?
This is easy. The Nutcracker. End of story. That's it. I'm going with that. Beginning, middle, and end. That's it.
There you go.
That is awesome, guys. Thank you so much for calling in. You guys have a good one, all right?
Yeah, you too. Thanks again. Merry Christmas once again, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
All right, I'm here with Daniel from Hypergiant Records and Farouk. Tis the season to ask many, many questions. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. DVD, it's the Farouk guy. It's that freaking stinky vegan. Let's go.
All right, man. So you know the deal. Two questions I'm going to ask you. Are you ready?
Man, I do this now. Let's go. I'm a veteran.
All right, man. What is the best musical gift you have received?
I would probably say my first, which was the trumpet I got when I was in third grade.
Awesome.
From my grandma and mom and dad, and everybody kind of pitched in. It was dinged up and dirty, and I still have it, but it was mine, and my mom let me freaking make all the worst noise ever with it until I got decent. So we'll say starting me off in music and encouraging that is the best gift.
Awesome, man. And now, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Do people actually have favorite Christmas songs?
Actually, I've had answers that are Christmas songs. There was actually one band that has a Christmas song they're going to be recording, and there's also another one that has already recorded a Christmas song. So, it's an interesting question.
I don't know. I don't. Annual gift giving ceremonies. All right, I guess. Let's see. Okay. Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. Because it's true. It's tragedy plus time equals comedy. You know what I mean? And because yeah. It's somebody else's grandma, probably.
At least that's hope.
I think to me it's because when I was a kid and I first heard it, I laughed so hard at that idea.
It's an awesome song, man. It really is.
And it also kind of starts to It's deep, dude. It's a really deep, life-changing song. You don't even know. But it starts to foreshadow people not believing in Santa Claus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he says, you may say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
I didn't even pay attention to that, man.
But since it's somebody else's grandma, you don't even know, man.
That's awesome, man. All right, thank you so much for calling in. I did not know that, and now I know something better. I'm smart now.
You're most welcome. Now, today, you are smart.
Yes, I am. I have kidneys now. All right.
Welcome.
All right, brother, I will talk to you soon.
You already know. Have a good one.
I'm here with Dr. Ink. Tis the season to ask many, many, many questions. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You know, just chilling like Santa, looking for ho-ho-ho's.
That is awesome, man. So you know the drill. There's two questions that are going to be asked. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. What is the best musical gift that you have received?
Best musical gift I received... Casio Rap Man.
Really?
Yep.
Nice. And the next question is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh man, it's out of Run DMC's Christmas song. You know, Run DMC did actually out of Christmas song. That whole album is great. And nice. You know, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. It's always a classic.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. All right, man. Thank you again for calling in. I truly appreciate it. I will talk to you soon, man.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. And, yeah, like Santa says, ho, ho, ho.
All right, I'm here with Ben from Silo Cell. Tis the season to ask many, many questions. How are you doing, man?
I'm great, man. How are you, bro?
I am doing well. Thank you very much for asking. It's abnormally hot this season. But we are here. All right, man. So you've been here before. You know what's going on. There's two questions I got to ask you. So are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
All right, man. First question is, what is the best musical gift you have received?
The best musical gift I've ever received is albums from artists. We put these phenomenal records out, and these things get me through hard times. You know what I mean? Nice. Good times, hard times, it doesn't always have to be negative. But, just the gift to music, you know?
Awesome, man. That is what music is all about, is sharing yourself with others, and it's really...
Yeah.
Or,
a friend who recommends something, and you listen to it, and it becomes your favorite record. You know?
Yeah.
Or those, like, I always call these records, too, the time frame records, where very once in a while, a record or a song will come your way that leaves a time stamp in your life. So every time you listen to that song, it reminds you of that. Time you had that smell, that memory, that butterflies in your stomach of whatever you were feeling at that time in your life. You know, I love timestamp songs.
Dude, that is such a great term. I think I'm going to write that down. I'm going to start using that. That is wonderful.
Go for it, yeah.
All right, man. I wrote it down just so I don't forget it. I might mention it in one of my my intros, because that is a great, great definition for those kind of songs. All right.
That's cool, man.
The next question is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song would have to be, and only because it's a kid thing. When I was a kid growing up, it's just I remember watching those old Christmas shows.
Yeah.
with Rudolph. It's definitely gonna be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for sure.
Nice, man. Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, man. The Christmas songs, they're cheesy, and they're we hear them every single year for like 2 weeks out of the year. But, you know, that's how you know Christmas is in the air, and that's how you know that season's going to be awesome. So. Yeah, man. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. I will talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, you too, brother. Take care.
I'm here with Adrian and Hunter from End of an Era. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very good.
That is awesome, guys. So, it's Christmas season. Tis the season for whatnot and all that nonsense. sorry. So, I got two questions for you. Are you guys ready to do this?
Well, yeah, as always.
All right. So, the first question is, what is the best musical gift you have received?
Best musical gift I ever received, probably my first guitar. Because if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't even know what a guitar is. I'd just be sitting at home playing video games and sleeping and eating. I would probably have to mine too. Is my first guitar that I ever got, and my piano, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I was
when I got my piano. I was so happy.
It was recent, too. So.
Yeah, it was actually just the last Christmas we getting down on that shit.
Wow, congratulations, man. Oh, before we move on, is it like a real, like, upright piano, or is it one of those?
Keyboard.
Oh, it's a keyboard? Oh, I was like...
It's a big 76 key. It's got its own mixing inside of it and whatnot. All kinds of cool technology.
Wow, man. Congratulations on that, man. That's awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. So the second question I'm going to ask you guys is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song would have to be Santa Claus is a Fat Bitch. Sorry. Damn it. It's how I get into my holiday spirit. Beat the shit out of me with a bar of soap and a fucking pillowcase. What's yours? Fuck you up. The fuck, go for it. Wine?
All right. Thank you, guys.
I think...
Thank you guys so much for coming back on.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I'm sorry. I got lost there in the middle. Thank you guys so much for coming on. You guys are awesome. Always fun to talk to. I will talk to you guys again, all right?
Yeah, man. No problem.
I'm here with Wayne Hamilton from Bat Out of Hell. How are you doing, man?
Doing good. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. You know what we're doing? I've got two more questions for you. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so the first question is going to be, what is the best musical gift you have received?
That actually is causing me to think, because there's a couple of ways I can go with this.
Okay.
If we're talking like an actual gift, it would probably have to be the keyboard that my wife bought for me when we first got together 17 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Because I had taken piano lessons as a kid, kind of got out of it, but I got into songwriting, and I found that I really needed to develop that again. So one of the very first gifts that she ever got me, which I still have to this day, is a Casio keyboard that I work with at home, and it's actually seen some stage experience.
Nice.
So that would be one answer I could give you. The other one, if you want to be more philosophical about it, would be probably the gift of being able to perform on stage, and I've got to give that credit to my mother, because she was an entertainer. She was something of a pioneer as far as tribute shows go.
Nice.
And without her experience, I either wouldn't have learned the way I did, or I would have learned at a much later time and wouldn't be quite the performer that I am today.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, man. That's... Oh, I'm sorry. You start that over. So my second question is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, I got a couple of them. If you're talking like traditional Christmas songs, with hands down, it would be The Carol of the Bells.
Really?
I've always loved that song ever since I was a kid.
Nice.
If you're talking something a little more modern, I would probably have to say, and this is going to be kind of a cop-out answer, but the song about the Christmas shoes.
Really?
That one, yeah, that one gets me every time, because the message behind it is very powerful. And then, of course, if you want to get into like the funny stuff, oh man, probably either Christmas at Ground Zero by Weird Al Yankovic, or I Farted on Santa's Lap by the Little Stinkers. It's got to be those two. I play a close third would be the 12 Italian Days of Christmas by Joe Dolph.
Wow, man. There are so many Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah. There's literally hundreds of them out there. And when the holiday season rolls around, you know, when we put our Christmas tree up and get the house all decorated, that stuff comes on and we play it throughout the vast majority of the holiday.
That is awesome, man. Well, thank you very much for calling back. I do appreciate your time and your effort and you being part of this. You are awesome, man. Thank you again.
Thank you. You're awesome, too.
You have a good one, man.
You too.
All right, I'm back here with Brooks from The Architect. How are you doing, man?
Doing fantastic, Andrew. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're very welcome, man. Thank you for coming back. So, you've done this before. You know how this works. Are you ready to answer questions?
I'm definitely ready. Let's bring them on.
All right, man. So, the first question is, what is the best musical gift you have received?
Best musical gift I've ever received? Oh, man. Probably my very first Seagull acoustic guitar. And now I'm a vocalist in The Architect, but a lot of my foundation for music was in guitar, and I played guitar for a really long time. And still, the acoustic guitar is my favorite musical instrument of all time. I mean, there's just nothing like, you know, I live here in the coast of California, of like being able to just sit on the beach or sit out on my porch and play acoustic guitar is just one of the most and you can just do so much. There's a huge, diverse range and so many, you know, tens of thousands of songs that you can create and write and so many different possibilities. So the acoustic guitar is absolutely my favorite. The best musical gift I ever received is definitely my Seagull original acoustic guitar. And I got it when I was, 11 years old. My dad gave it to me, and he was an old school, like, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Neil Young and Cat Stevens kind of a guy that listened to a lot of amazing bands like that and started teaching me songs from there. And that was like a big musical foundation for me to start to just develop this huge passion for music of tons of different genres, but especially the hardcore metal genre.
Awesome, man. That's great to hear. So the second question is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song of all time has to be Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds playing Christmas song at the on basically any time that Dave Matthews Band has ever played that song live, but especially Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds when they play that song together. It's just absolutely incredible. I still say if I was stuck, this is as a guy that lives and breathes metalcore music, by the way, I still say if I was stuck on a deserted island and I could only listen to one artist for the rest of my life, it would very likely be Dave Matthews Band. And just absolutely some of the greatest songwriting of all time, some of the most influential music ever, some Dave Matthews Band. And I would definitely say A Christmas Song by Dave Matthews Band.
Awesome, man. Thank you again so much for coming back on the show. And I appreciate your time and your effort, man. Merry Christmas. And I will be contacting you very, very soon, man.
Awesome. Merry Christmas to you, bud. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, brother. Later. All right, I'm here, back here with Jeff Thurman. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We're kind of getting ready, trying to figure out where to put the tree and all that mess in a one-bedroom apartment. Like, what we gonna move? I might have to glue it to the wall. I don't know.
I've wanted to try to put it upside down, our tree upside down. Because I will not settle for a fake tree. It's a real tree because it's a real Christmas. All right?
I hear you. I hear you.
I want to put it on the ceiling and just hang everything upside down. But the problem is I have a cymbal topper. I have a 13-inch cymbal that I use as like the tree topper. We were poor and we couldn't afford the angel that most people put on there. So I was like, screw it. I have an extra cymbal. I don't want to drop that because that's very precious to me. So I don't know how we're going to do that one.
Okay.
Sorry.
I hear you.
Sorry, tangent. My bad. Let's get back to the important stuff. All right. So are you ready? You know the deal. I got two questions for you. Tis the season to ask you questions. So you ready?
Let's do this. Yeah.
All right. So the first question is, what is the best musical gift you have received?
Dude, wow. This would have to be, and actually I've still got the guitar. When I went to Wittenberg University in Springfield, Ohio, and that was the first place. There was a cat that was, it was actually a janitor on staff there, and he was the guy who kind of taught me everything in the beginning. And I had this Yamaha, you know, classical guitar, and I had the wrong strings on the thing, and, you know, he laughed his ass off at me from the very beginning. Showed me how to play, showed me what to do and all those kinds of things. And so we really developed a real deep friendship. And when I left school in 1979, and I had been asked to come back and do some things for the campus on a kind of a homecoming thing. And I did. And that the Sunday night that was the end of that whole thing, John was there, and I did my thing and he did his thing, and we were kind of jamming on some stuff we used to do and yada yada yada. He gave me one of his guitars.
Oh wow.
And it is the, if you've ever seen me with the acoustic that has all the wood that's kind of broken off, it's my funk guitar that's kind of, you know, the big butted thing, that's the Alvarez Yari, and it was a Yari that was actually his was one of the last ones that Yari way back in the day was a back in the day then was like late 60s, but it was one that he had gotten in, I think it was a 1972 or something, 72, 73 model that Yari handcrafted himself.
Wow.
It was like, the Yaris then were like Taylors now.
Oh wow.
And the Alvarez guitar was like, if you had an Alvarez, then you had something. But if you had a Yari, holy crap, you know. So, and he gave me that guitar. And I have kind of gone in and out of getting seconds, and you know, one time I kind of thought, yeah, it's probably about done, I probably will go put it up or sell it, see what I can get for it. I have never been able to get rid of the guitar, and any other time really, except for the one that I got here this last year, it has been my go-to forever. I kind of have gotten to the point where I can't play it as much anymore, just because the wood, you know, after what, 42 years old now, the wood is beginning to kind of get to the point where it's starting to break down. I really want to take care of it and everything. So I've got to find guitars that I can still play and have, be the workhorses. I don't know if I'll ever be able to find anything to replace it as much in terms of, you know, yeah, livelihood, but it's like, that's the one. So that's a gift that I'll always, you know, that guitar is going to be passed down to my grandchildren when I'm gone. That's how much I feel about it.
Wow, man. That's great. Congratulations.
Thanks. It's awesome. Love that guitar.
So my next question is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Dude, this is going to sound really strange, but not really. Michael McDonald I think the first time it was released was like 05, 06. I can't quite remember. But there's a song called Christmas on the Bayou. And it, I mean, if you think of it, it's got everything New Orleans in the groove. He wrote it. I believe he wrote it. I can't recall if he did or didn't, but I know it's been kind of re-released and re-released over and over. But it's one of those things that song is one of those things that it's like, oh my God, because it's like you get every sense of the spices, of the food, of the people, of the backwoods, everything, all of that kind of thing. Oh man, it's
wow.
It's there's an old Southern phrase said that song. Well, there's actually two that fits this one. There's one that says the only thing that song needs is out, which actually worked with that one. But there's a saying that says that song is so good make you slap your mama, and it worked.
Oh, that is
That's
awesome,
it.
Man. All right, Jeff.
That's it.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate your time and your effort, and I will be talking to you very, very soon.
Man, you have a wonderful Christmas, buddy.
All right, I'm here with Ryan from Chasing Absalom. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much for asking, man. So, you've been on this twice before. You know the deal. I'm going to ask you two questions. You ready to answer?
Definitely.
All right, man. So, the first question I'm going to ask you is, what is the best musical gift you have received?
The best musical gift I've ever received, I would definitely have to say, would be my first hand-me-down guitar. The strings were an inch from the fretboard, the neck was cracked,
wow.
And it didn't even plug in. I'm pretty sure the wires were ripped out of it, but it had five strings, and I was determined to learn on it. And that's actually the guitar that got me started, and I had it on my wall for the longest time. I ended up losing it, but that is one, that's probably the greatest musical gift that I've ever received.
Nice, man. So, the second question is going to be, what is your favorite Christmas song?
I would have to say that because it's my favorite Christmas story, my favorite Christmas song is gotta be the original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Really? That's nice,
yeah.
Man. Is there a reason why, other than the reason you like the story?
It just reminds me of that happy. It's kind of that happy Christmas memory for me. That childhood memory of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's my favorite musical Christmas memory. Maybe not the best song technically, but definitely my favorite sentimentally.
Awesome, man. All right, man. Well, thank you very much for coming back on the show. You are awesome.
Absolutely.
Man. I will be talking to
Thanks
you very soon.
Me.
All right, I'm back here with Jim from Jimmy Clip. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing well, man. Thank you very much for asking. So, you've done this twice before. You know the deal. I'm going to ask you two questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, man. So, the first question is, what is the best musical gift you have received?
Okay, the best musical gift I've received is an Black Ibanez RG550. It was black with a maple neck.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah, I'm left-handed, so it was a big deal, yeah.
Oh, nice, nice. All right, man. So the second question is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song is, I don't know the exact name. I think it's the Nutcracker Suite. It goes ding, 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 ding. M&M's uses it when the M&M see Santa and they both faint.
Yes, I got you.
Sorry, that's the reference I got for you.
Oh, it's cool, man. I completely understand. Those things get stuck in your head, though.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for your time and effort. I really appreciate you coming back on the show as many times as you have. Thank you again,
man. Oh, my
pleasure. And I will be talking to you very, very soon.
I'll talk to you next holiday.
All right, I'm here with the guys from Saturn Descends. How are you guys doing?
Good, good, man, great.
Awesome. So you guys have been on this show before, on the specials. You know how this works. So I'm going to ask you two questions. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
All right, so the first question is, what is the best musical gift you have received?
For me, there's two. The first being my very first guitar on my 10th Christmas. That was from my mom and dad. I've been begging for it for years, so they finally got it for me. And the second would be my wife telling me we were going to Michael's Crafts and then having me pull up in front of Guitar Center and taking me inside and saying, pick out a guitar, you can get it. And that's the Schecter I'm using now.
So, nice. Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Okay. Well, the best musical gift I've ever received was drums when I was 13 on my birthday.
Nice.
The last day of school, eighth grade, I walked home and I had a drum set in my room set up. That was good. I would have to, the best musical gift I have ever received was my very first bass. I got it at the end of my eighth grade year, and basically I went to a show. I went to see Impending Doom in Fresno that summer, and I saw their bass player, and I don't know why. I'd never really been interested in music too much, but I saw the bass player and just watched him, and I thought he was so badass. And he walked up onto their little pedestal, their little riser right in front of the singer or whatever, and he just pointed at me, looked me straight in the eyes, pointed at me, and motioned at me like to come up on stage, and I didn't, but I wish I did. And at that moment, I knew that I wanted to play bass, so I ran home to my parents, and I'm like, hey, Dad, I need a bass. I want to play a bass. And so he found somebody on Craigslist, and I think it was probably a month later I had my first bass, and it was life-changing, really.
Nice, man.
For me, my best musical gift ever was my first guitar as well. It was a gift from my dad for Christmas, and he was going to buy me a bass. But I begged him. I was like, Dad, I don't want to play the bass. And of course, this was one of those cheap guitars in a combo pack with a little amp and a strap and a cable.
Yeah.
And it was really a cheap piece of crap. But to me at the time, that was the best thing in the world, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that I had my very own guitar. And in black, too, just like I wanted.
Awesome. So the second question is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
For me, it would have to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Nice.
For me, I love Christmas, and there's so many songs I love, but probably Oh Holy Night or Oh Come All You Faithful from Twisted Sisters, Twisted Christmas.
Nice.
I think my favorite,
I mean, okay. You know, everybody likes Carols and Bells, but not August Burns Red. I like the Ida Clare Wars. That one kicks ass.
So is that, are you guys done?
Yeah, that is all
for. Okay. Sorry about that. I thought there was more of you. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being part of this special. Truly appreciate your time and your effort, and I will be talking to you guys very, very soon.
All right. Thanks for having us, man.
All right, I'm back here with the guys from Omri Rising. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
That is great to hear, gentlemen. So, you've done this before. I got two questions to ask you. Are you ready to do it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so the first question is, what is the best musical gift you have received?
You want to go first, David? Want me to take this?
Me first? Go ahead, yeah.
All right. For me, the best musical gift I ever got was... my Schecter bass, model 004, beautiful diamond series, maple neck.
Ooh.
Maple trim, solid black inlays. It's beautiful. That's my favorite, one of my favorite basses. It's one of my, ever since I got that one, it started me on this whole thing about Schecter, and now I have a little family of Schecters. That's my favorite bass. I'll say that's probably my favorite Christmas present right there, and most memorable.
Nice, nice.
And then for me was the Dean, some MLX. What was it?
MLX?
Yeah.
Dean MLX, yeah. The brown one?
Yeah.
Like wood finisher? Yeah.
It was a good guitar and stuff, you know. It was a nice guitar.
Wrote a lot of early songs from the EP on there.
Yeah, a lot of them. Tortured Souls and stuff, you know. Yeah.
Nice, nice. All right, and the second question I've got for you is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
I have a feeling it might be the same. I'm not sure about it.
I think it might be the same song. Are you thinking the same song?
I'm thinking the same song. We're just going to say it. It's probably going to be the same song. No Presents for Christmas.
Christmas, King Diamond?
Yeah, King Diamond. Out there, that's kind of unanimous.
Nice.
For both metalheads, I would say.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a very fun song to play. We like covering that song, or... covering it at practice, basically, yeah. Playing it around Christmas.
That is awesome, guys. All right, yeah. Thank you guys so very much for being on
the
show again. You guys are awesome. Have a good one. I will be talking to you guys very soon.
You too. Merry Christmas.
All right, so that was our guests. Now, time for the listeners. Actually, this first one was a guest a while back from Dawning of a Massacre. It's Rudy. He says that his best musical gift that he has received is a sense of accomplishment when creating something unique and coming together with other musicians to turn into a performance. That, on top of receiving such positive feedback and people just enjoying themselves at our shows, is all I could really ask for. He also goes on to say that he doesn't have a favorite Christmas song, but something Christmas related and entertaining is Xmas by Corey Taylor. Yaidu? I'm sorry, man, if I pronounced that wrong. Says that the best musical gift he ever received was his violin, and his favorite Christmas song is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Steve said the best musical gift he received were guitars, and his favorite Christmas song is Anything by Gary Hoey. I think that's how you pronounce it. My bad. Sadly, that's all I currently have. But thank you guys for participating in the Q&A session. You guys are awesome. Now it's my turn. As for me, I've gotten a lot of musical gifts
one that I hold very dear to my heart is my first drum set. Kind of started me on this whole adventure that I've been on since I was like 13. And it's been with me through thick and thin. It's trusty as anything I've ever had. And I still have it. It's just put up. It's resting right now until I find a band that's worth my time. The second thing that I hold very dear are the MLs that my wife bought me. I got one as a wedding present because my wife is super awesome. And it's a Dimebag signature. Anybody that knows me knows how much I like Pantera. Just having a Dimebag signature is badass. It's put up and it will be taken care of as best as I can. The second one is actually, I believe it's a 1993. It's a little bit larger scale. It's black, and I use that as much as I can. I'm alternating between that and my custom 250 because those are my two favorite guitars to play right now. So those are awesome. Little fact is that I'm working on an album right now, and all of the guitars that were tracked for the said album were actually all MLs. The bass and both guitar tracks were all done by an ML, a custom 250, and a Dean bass. To answer the second question, my favorite Christmas song is actually a rendition of The Little Drummer Boy by Steve the Mad Drummer. If you don't know who he is, basically, he got famous because he put on a really good show while covering Sharp Dressed Man and Whiplash. If you're interested, just look up The Mad Drummer or This Drummer's at the Wrong Gig, and you'll see why he's so awesome. But he did this a few years ago, and it's just a really heavy metal version of The Little Drummer Boy, and it's really fun to watch. So that's my pick. And with that, we're done with this episode. It's been great hanging with you guys. Thank you guys very much for listening. I really hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas. If you're not celebrating Christmas, happy holidays to whatever holiday you are celebrating. In any event, I hope it's a good one and you guys are very, very happy this year. We will see you next time, next week. It will be the New Year's special. Two questions from our guests, from the listeners, and then my two cents a little bit afterwards. So thank you guys again. Merry Christmas. Take care and be good, everybody.
The local music revolution.